Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Dan from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Would you be interested in be part of a survey? It wouldn't take too long. Hello.
Okay.
Okay, you're interested in it? Sorry, I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's
Okay.
fine.
Okay, great. Give me just one quick second, please. Okay. You said you are at least 18 years. Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that secure storage of firearms or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Thank you. Let's continue with the next one. A firearm is considered a securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or may temporarily be impenetrable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you for your answer. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Would you support or oppose?
Probably support, but it would
Okay.
depend on the language.
Okay. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of a law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Would you support or oppose? I'm sorry? You were opposed. Okay, thank you. Let's go on with the next question. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of a law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Would you support or oppose?
That makes no sense to me.
Okay. So, what would you say?
I would say neither.
Okay. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined a secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support or oppose?
I mean, I would support it.
Okay. How about a locked container or case? Would you support or oppose?
Isn't that the same question you just asked?
For the first one, it would be a safe, and for the second, would it be like a container, maybe a see-through container.
All right, so I don't care how it's locked.
Okay.
Just that it's blocked.
Okay. Thank you. For the last part of the of this section, okay, a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Need like a cabinet.
I don't care what type of device is used to lock up a gun.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose?
These are stupid questions.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, you have to ask them. But whoever made this essay, it's terrible. Because I support that guns be locked up, but I could care less how they're locked up. And whether it's, honestly, I don't care if it's in a key lock box or a safe. That's not up to me. That is up to the person who has to lock up the gun.
Okay.
And the questions are designed to say that it has to be like the most secure way to lock it up. I don't care.
Okay. How about if the device is locked in a secure place, how would you feel if it was loaded? Should it be loaded or unloaded?
Once it's locked, I mean, I know there's already, isn't there already things you're supposed to keep them separate? I'm not sure. Or is that because I don't know. It would make sense to have it unloaded, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I would vote.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go on with the next one. We're past 50%. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock? Store in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Yes, it is secure, or no, it is not.
I don't feel like this would be as secure as just locking it away and what it's safe, but that's my opinion.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you for your answer. We're at 60%, we're almost done. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I think it should apply to law officers as well.
Okay.
Except for when they're on the job, right? So.
Yeah. So you would support?
Support that. Modifies it a little bit, but overall, I would support that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I don't understand that. You understand what you said?
Yeah, if they're asking if they should have a warrant to search your car.
They already have to have a warrant to search your car. I mean, unless they ask you and you say yes. Unless there's something or matter, right? They could come up with something. Technically.
Yeah. So in this situation, would you support it or oppose to it?
I think I kind of oppose it.
Okay. Thank you. For the next question, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose?
I would oppose that because obviously it wasn't sufficiently because the minor still got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We're at 72%. Almost done. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I don't think I would support that.
You wouldn't? Okay, thank you very much. By the way, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. This really helps us a lot. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
If they're charged, technically that is public record once they get charged, right? So that would be redundant.
Okay. So you were opposed or supported?
I would oppose it because it technically would do nothing because charges are already. Yeah, no.
Okay.
So let's say we're convicted. Okay. So you're just saying charged, not convicted. It's different. Somebody's charged with something, they haven't been proven to have it. So I would say no, I would oppose it.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we're at 80%. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat or Republican?
Consider myself independent.
Okay, thank you very much. And let me ask you, what is your age?
54.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White,
half
black,
Asian, and half Asian.
Half Caucasian, half Asian. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.